Good day, Paige Estrotori here on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Wednesday, April 23, 2025. Let's jump into the pressing issues shaping our industry. Leading our insurance news this week, homeowners have won a landmark case against insurer UE, a pivotal win that underscores the importance of fair insurance practices. These homeowners initially had their damage claims denied due to what UE stated as pre-existing issues such as earth movement. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, backed the homeowners, asserting the lack of concrete evidence for UE's claim exclusions. The actual culprit? A pipe burst leading to an escaped water issue, not earth movement or tree roots. F's ruling stipulated that UE is required to process the claim, cover over $1,000 in professional fees, compensate the homeowners $4,000 for non-financial distress, and provide temporary accommodations. This case serves as a reminder of the vital role FCA plays in ensuring insurance practices remain fair and impartial. It's also significant for the industry at large, emphasizing the need for thorough, evidence-based assessments before claim denials can justifiably be made. Shifting the conversation towards the impact of climate change, our insurance landscape faces a looming threat. Over 4% of Australian properties are under significant risk due to the changing climate, a shift that could render insurance unaffordable, or worse, unavailable for homeowners. According to the report by Climate Valuation, an additional 10% of residences are subject to moderate risk from disasters such as floods and bushfires. In some critical zones, we could see 100% of homes deeming to be uninsurable. Insurance costs have rocketed by approximately 70% in a span of 5 years, and if we don't act now, our potential costs could rack up a staggering $35 billion by 2050. Sustainable resilience infrastructure isn't just an industry requirement. It's becoming a necessity for the preservation of our communities. Organizations like the Insurance Council of Australia are advocating for substantial investments in resilience and flood defenses, and for reductions in state insurance taxes. So, where do we go from here? Climatologists and economists alike recommend measures such as retrofitting existing buildings, relocating households in high-risk zones, and employing resilient construction practices. A nationwide push for climate-proofing standards aims to safeguard our communities and stabilize insurance premiums in the coming years. That wraps up our news for this week. For more details and broader insights into personal and business insurance, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, keeping you informed about the insurance matters that affect you most. Stay safe, stay insured, and we'll see you next week.